Welcome to today's public affairs program on KNDY Radio. I'm your host, Max Blasky. Today, we will be visiting a conversation that Senator Jerry Moran held with residents of Marshall County and Marysville this last week in pertaining to a grant that both county and city police departments received.
I'm pleased that we're able to be of assistance to law enforcement, sometimes across Kansas, but today in the city of Marysville and Marshall County. There was a point in time in which the country, at least some people in the country, talked about defunding the police. And I chaired at the time the subcommittee on appropriations that funds law enforcement federally, and the grant programs that the Department of Justice has to move dollars to help local law enforcement do their jobs, but to work with state and federal law enforcement as well. So kind of across the country was, let's defund the police. My colleague, a Democratic senator from New Hampshire, who was then the ranking member, the vice chair of the committee, and I decided that we were going to do everything we could to fund the police. More tools, better tools, give them a greater capability of protecting themselves and the citizens that they're sworn to protect. And so we started looking for ways in which we could fund local law enforcement, and particularly places that are relatively small and rural. It's difficult for anybody to go through the paperwork and apply for a grant, and I think your police department and your sheriff's department will tell you that it's messy. And we, in addition to what I'm describing, created a separate set of grants for just small departments that presumably have less paperwork to get the grant than otherwise. We've carried this out. Senator Shaheen is now, because of the change in majority, she's now the chairperson of the subcommittee, but we continue to look to work together to find ways to fund local law enforcement. And so today, we have a great regard for law enforcement. I also want to say that as we try to deal with all the challenges we face in communities across Kansas and that law enforcement face every day, the topic of what takes place at our borders is still hugely important to me and to many of my colleagues in Washington, D.C. Fentanyl and other drugs, precursors, and the traffic that Kansas seems to be in the pathway, we have tremendous challenges in our state and nation because of drugs. And a part of that, a significant part of it, is the failure for us to find ways to strengthen the border security, keep people out who shouldn't be coming here, and have an immigration system that allows people to come here legally. So today I'm here to announce two grants. I don't know of any other county and city in Kansas that got these dollars in the same county. So a grant to the city of Marysville Police Department and a grant to the Marshall County Sheriff's Department. But the largest one, which is to be used to assist in facilities here in Marshall County for prison and jail facilities, is for $1,383,000. What I also would say is that I hope that in addition to the benefits that you get with resources going to law enforcement, it also is helpful to you in the pocketbook as the Marshall County commissioners try to figure out how to fund law enforcement and the city council or commission tries to figure out how to fund law enforcement in the city. So we're trying to be helpful. So I still am a member of that subcommittee. This this money was designated in the appropriation bill that just passed now 2 weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago. And it is, there's still a little paperwork involved, but the good news is the grant is already pre-approved. And when the paperwork is filed, the money should be available.